We're back on Maryland's Morning News, and through the power of radio, I've been transported to a cold and windy field in Frederick County where there are a bunch of people standing around me, all staring at a bird. But it's not just any bird, it's a bird that shouldn't be here. It's a snowy owl. They've shown up in record numbers this year in the lower 48, spending most of their time up in the Arctic. Next to me is Bob Augustine. He's here. He knows birds. What's this thing doing here, Bob?
It's just trying to find food. Apparently the lemmings that they normally feed on in the Arctic, the lemming population crashed this summer, so they're having to come down here to find food.
For birders, this is a big thing.
Oh, they're such a beautiful bird, and it's such a wonderful thing to see. And usually they're not particularly scary because they haven't been around people. They've been up in the Arctic where there aren't any people. So you can get fairly reasonable good looks at them, like this one here, right in the sun. It's really nice.
So try to explain for people who aren't birders why those of us who like this kind of thing will stand out here and freeze and stare at a bird that's just sitting there doing absolutely nothing.
Well, I don't know if I can answer that one. We're looking at the color patterns on it. Some of them have more white than others. Some of them have more black flecking on them. And some are the older ones and the younger ones, and the males and the females are a little bit differently colored. It's always interesting and nice. You don't often get a chance to see one of these. So when one shows up this close, we come out. Like I drove up here, you know, about 20 miles from me. So
now Bob only drove here to Frederick from Rockville. It's maybe a half hour, 45 minutes. Carol Gutberlet drove here from Salisbury.
Yes, I did.
Why?
Because it's beautiful. and this is neat. It's you don't always get to see them in the States, and it's just such a magnificent bird. And they're popping up all over the place now, and you kind of want to see them every chance you get because you don't get to see them every year.
People think you're crazy?
Yes. Some people do.
How do you explain it to them? I mean, that's what, 3 hours up here, probably 3 hours back? This is going to be a whole day for you just to stand here and see this bird that's, what, 200 yards away?
That's what we do, right? The people who like it, that's kind of what we do,
Three hours is about average.
Where'd you come from?
Owings Mills.
So you're pretty close.
This is backyard.
But you'll go anywhere to see a bird, too.
There are certain birds that just trip people's triggers, and this is one of them. This is a great bird.